A word from our editor-in-chief. Getting out this spring. Last summer, I moved back from sunny Southern California and its droughts, fires, mudslides, and earthquakes to the East Coast, where bitter cold, multiple blizzards, and torrential rains have gotten me stoked for the spring. And that's not even taking into account Omicron, which put a damper on everyone's winter, to put it lightly, and resulted in many hospitalizations, some deaths for the immunocompromised and unvaccinated, and significant strain on the healthcare system and its workers. As was true of many people, I didn't feel comfortable going to the gym just yet, so being cooped up inside all winter with nothing but push-ups, wall squats, and planks, and hikes whenever it wasn't too snowy or cold, made me miss the ease with which I could just hop on my bike and ride to the beach in the middle of February, as is easy to do in Southern California. So I'm stoked, now that spring is almost here, to put in some earbuds and strap on a smartwatch and get outside to do some biking, hiking, walking, and talking on the phone. I've had the good fortune in my job to test out the latest True Wireless earbuds over the last few years, but the cutting-edge options with all the cool features like active noise canceling, audio optimization, spatial audio, and ambient modes have been pricey for most people, and the budget models only offered the bare-bones capabilities. But now the full-featured True Wireless earbuds that used to cost upwards of $250 can be had for less than $100. This means that more people can now not only safely walk and bike out on the street with an effective ambient mode to stay alert for cars or other dangers, but also keep out the family background noise while working from home. Make sure to read our roundup of the best new earbuds and headphones to watch for in the coming months on page 17. Many are already available.